This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Let's check in and see what's been going on in the world of Dean, and that would be that means we're joined again by Dean Weingarten. How's it going, sir?
It's going very well. In spite of the state of the country and the ongoing struggle to regain our constitutional republic.
Yeah.
But you know, this is part of a long struggle, and it's been really been going on for, most of 100 years. So,
yeah, we don't ever seem to learn any lessons from that, do we? We're always saying, next time.
I think we have. I think that a large part, we changed things in 1994. A lot of it was that we've been led. We've essentially been controlled by a media that is uniform in its ideology, which is leftist progressivism, or maybe just communism if you go far enough, or maybe fascism. They're all part of the same idea that an elite controls the information flow and controls the population that way and decide for everybody else what they should or should not do. And unfortunately, our elite right now don't seem to have any allegiance to the United States. You know,
yeah.
when the progressives at least considered themselves Americans, like Teddy Roosevelt, it wasn't so bad because at least they tried to do good things for the country.
Not now. Now, speaking of the elite, I guess we're talking about the there's two levels to that. Which there's the level of elite that think that they are here to lead and that they are there to govern and all this other stuff. And then there's some, most of the time they're new. They just got elected or something. There's people that are out there that still believe in government of, you know, by consent. And there's one that showed up and she's out there getting a permit to carry a gun around in Washington, D.C. named Boebert. Is it Linda Boebert?
No, it's actually... Lauren Boebert is how she pronounced it. I just learned that today on listening to another radio show. So
with young Miss Boebert, she plans on carrying a gun, and I noticed that you had talked about how a few Democratic members of Congress, not only they're willing to be completely disarmed to keep her from being armed.
Right. I believe that these really delusional. I think they have a mental illness. There's 21 members of Congress that signed a letter to congressional leadership, particularly Nancy Pelosi and, Majority Leader McCarthy. And what they say is that they don't want to allow someone to carry guns around the Capitol. Of course, they let the Capitol Police carry guns all around already. But
right.
They have a blind spot there. And it's the most amazing thing that they put forward. And I appreciate honesty in insane leftists because they let us know what they really think. But it's they did it in a letter to Pelosi, and I think they expected no one would read the actual letter. They would just look at the press release. And the person who promoted this letter is a representative named Jared Huffman from he's a Democrat from California. And what he said on an interview to Fox is that it makes us all less safe if members of Congress don't have to comply with gun safety standards. But he doesn't say what gun safety standards are. It's just kind of an amorphous Orwellian statement that doesn't really mean anything. I mean, what does gun safety mean? To me, gun safety is you keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot.
Right.
But Huffman then tells us what he means by gun safety in the letter. But you have to read to the very last paragraph of this letter that he sent to Pelosi and McCarthy to see what he means by gun safety. And he's very, very clear about it. And it's the gun safety standard he expects in the Capitol is members of Congress may not possess firearms. So his gun safety standard is a total gun ban, except for police, I guess, because he didn't say he wants to disarm the Capitol Police, but maybe that'll be next. I mean, you know, because if guns are unsafe for a member of Congress to have, I mean, how could you let somebody as low on the totem pole as a police officer have one? I mean, that sounds really dangerous. It is insane. I mean, it literally is a mental condition. I wrote a essay on this a couple of years ago, and where I explore how people like this reach the conclusions they're in. And I think that it is that they make a particular choice in their life, and that is they have chosen to be unarmed. And because they have chosen to be unarmed, they don't want anybody else to have to be armed at all. Because, of course, if you're armed and they're not, you have an advantage over them. And since they've chosen not to be armed, they don't want anybody else to have an advantage. And this is actually something that Niccolo Machiavelli talked about quite a bit in The Prince and, let's see, in one of his other books. And he basically said there is no comparison between a person who is armed and one who isn't. The armed person isn't likely to obey the person who isn't armed, and is likely to view them with contempt. And I think there is a lot to be said for that. But in order to reach this conclusion that it's good to be disarmed, they kind of in the back of their mind know that, you know, you got to have somebody to protect you. And so they think that, well, we'll control the police, and that's how we'll have the police be the protection. But, of course, the police can't be everywhere all the time, and it's really a nonsensical, emotional argument that is probably more correctly characterized as a mental condition, as a phobia against guns. And to think that there are 21 members of the House, all Democrats, mostly from urban districts, who are infected with this sort of irrational phobia is rather alarming.
But pretty indicative.
It is. I mean,
of these urban areas.
It's wonderful to come out and state it, you know, because mostly people would be ashamed of that sort of phobia.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of that. Sometimes I think they're projecting their own fear, and the other times I think they're projecting the fact that they can't control themselves either.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that's a large part of it. That's one of the reasons they make that decision. These people often have very poor self-control. They fly into irrational rages. They use drugs and alcohol to excess, and they know that they can't control themselves, so they don't think anybody else can either.
Right.
Or at least they project that on other people. And now an important part of this, I think, is that Lauren Boebe is a nice-looking woman. She's only about 34 years old. She's 5 foot tall, 100 pounds.
Hang on with that. We'll get to young Miss Boebe when we get back. And the newly elected member of Congress, we'll talk about her when we get back. As far as Mr. Weingart is concerned, well, you can... Well, over 33, did you say 3,300 articles now?
3,300 now. We just went over 3,300.
So does that mean you have 1,700 at Ameland?
It's a little bit less than that because of the dynamics of where they're scattered around, but it's approaching 1,700 on Ameland.
Check them out at Ameland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Florida.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, as we do. And we were speaking about Lauren...
Beauvais, I think.
Beauvais, okay. And the fact that the Democrats want everybody disarmed, to include themselves.
She has proven to be adept at leveraging media attention to defend and advance our rights. And this is a brilliant strategy on her part to openly carry firearms in the Capitol and to and from the Capitol from wherever she's going to live in the area, in D.C., I presume. And because she's a member of Congress, she's immune from all the laws there, and she can do this. And she's only, she's 5 foot tall and 100 pounds. She's easy on the eyes. She's married with 4 children and active in her church. And she does not back down. I mean, I just see this as, first off, the media all over the world is going to lap this up. They already started to. She was already a bit of a celebrity before she got to Congress because she ran a restaurant called the Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado, where all the waitresses open carried. So right. She's no shrinking violet. You know, she doesn't shy away from her advocacy for Second Amendment rights and supporting the Constitution. It's going to be interesting to see perhaps some debates between her and AOC, because you have a full-fledged capitalist who owned a restaurant and kept people employed versus the employee of a restaurant that supposedly stole tips. So it's quite a contrast. And I am encouraged by her presence in the Congress, and I'm thinking she may start a trend. Let's see some more Republicans open carry in the halls of Congress and back and forth to show their commitment to supporting the Second Amendment. It shows some real intestinal fortitude to do that.
That's interesting. And I had not thought, you know, there's quite a few females that are in the freshman class the Republicans that just got elected, and they seem to be very intent on taking on the squad.
Yes, and that's a very good thing, very positive. Person that she replaced, Scott Tipton, I believe, he sounds like he was a pretty good guy, a Reagan Republican, and fairly supportive of our rights, but he was about 64 years old when he got defeated. You know, maybe he thought it was time to retire. She just has the energy of a wildcat. She is an up-and-comer. She reminds me a bit of Sarah Palin. A very attractive female who has several children and who's not willing to back down from her principles. So we can't. If we could have another couple hundred of her, we'd be in great shape.
Yeah, yeah. I don't disagree with you, sir. But it seems to me like these new females that are coming in here, they're a little more. Well, no, let's rephrase that. They're a lot more accomplished than the squad was when they were freshmen, because I don't really know, besides, you know, being socialists, what they brought to Congress.
Well, I think that's a general principle, that conservatives have to be more accomplished and more have more on the ball, because they don't have the wind of the media at their back.
Right.
It's people who have to fight to get where they are and have to fight hard generally are better at it than people who just kind of float in. I mean, Joe Biden floated into his seat when he was about 30, I think. He's been there forever, and he hasn't had to fight for his seat really at all. And he's always been protected by the old leftist media and the tech oligarchs as well. So if you're going to have somebody who actually is going to be an opponent, and I'm not sure Joe will be our opponent because I don't know that he'll be making any real decisions. But even as a figurehead, I guess I'd rather have Joe than, say, AOC.
Well, I mean, I don't want either one of them. I am not.
No, I agree. This is, it's a scandal what's happened in this last 4 years, not just this year. We have the elite has pulled out all the stops. They don't have any morals or ethics or principles other than to get and keep and have power and exercise it. They're absolutely moral repugnant people, and they have showed that. And half of the American people see it. Now, they smeared President Trump with all kinds of lies for the last 4 years, and even with all of those, he would have been elected in a landslide if this COVID pandemic hadn't been put upon us and the leftist governors hadn't shut down the states and the economy in order to get rid of President Trump. All the shutdowns and lockdowns and everything seem to have been relatively ineffective. The pandemic has mostly run its course. Most of the deaths are of people in categories that probably would have died anyway. In fact, we seem to see a significant reduction in deaths by heart attack, while there is a somewhat of an increase in deaths by these COVID, and it tends to mostly balance out from at least one scientific presentation.
Well, I mean, and only because of the way they're counting the deaths.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That seems to be the case. And unfortunately, we won't know the depths of the deception on the elite media oligarchs for probably a couple years. And even then, they may well cook the books. I don't trust numbers from the CDC anymore. They've proven them adept at statistical manipulation and lying. Why should I trust them? And that's part of what we are seeing in this 4 years campaign of obvious, direct, deception and lying by most of the people in the media and in D.C. So they have forfeited trust. I don't think they're going to get it back.
No. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do, about the stuff that he writes, about the stuff he considers. You can find all of this at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police have released a surveillance picture of the RV believed to be linked to this morning's explosion that tore through part of the downtown area of Nashville, Tennessee. A vehicle exploded in front of the AT&T transmission building on 2nd Avenue at around 6:30 a.m. FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Foster.
The FBI stands with the city of Nashville today in this very tragic Christmas Day event. This is our city, too. We live here. We work here. And we're putting everything we have into finding who was responsible for what's happened here today.
Flights out of Nashville were halted due to telecom issues, and cell service in the region was disrupted. The FBI and ATF are leading the investigation. Authorities say it appears to be an intentional act. This is USA Radio News. Columbus, Ohio Police Chief Thomas Quinlan says the city should fire Officer Adam Coy for shooting 47-year-old Andre Hill this week.
The family of Andre Hill has nothing to celebrate this holiday. Someone very important won't be with them this holiday or any other. A Columbus police officer is responsible for that, and that breaks my heart.
The chief on Thursday announced his recommendation that the city should fire Officer Coy for, quote, unreasonable use of deadly force and failure to render aid. Hill was gunned down at a home where he was a house guest. This is the second shooting of a black man by police in Ohio's capital in 3 weeks. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang could be running for mayor of New York City. The tech entrepreneur has filed the paperwork to run in the primary election this coming June. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's second term ends in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten as we head into the weekend and everything else. Now we let's talk a little bit about this, because I'm very curious as to your take on this. Deep state, media, Supreme Court, Second Amendment, and 2020 election. Sort of a grab bag.
I think we've covered some of it. That the idea that the Supreme Court would help us in the election, I think, or not help us, just act rationally, really disappointed us when they decided not to hear the case. And I'll mention about that is that there's these persistent rumors. We've got one from, Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, and we've got another one from, let's see if I can get the name right, it's a leak about Chief Justice Roberts talking to Justice Breyer, and supposedly there's a phone conversation where Justice Roberts says, I'm going to make sure that President Trump doesn't get reelected. Or actually, he used a pejorative term that sounds like Tucker when he was talking about President Trump.
Really?
It was Lynn Woods who made that comment, and he says that he's got proof of it, that he's put the proof with three different people, so that if he disappears, the proof will come out, and that is probably going to come out anyway. And that if there is such proof of a phone call between two justices of the Supreme Court talking about how they're going to make sure that President Trump is not reelected, it's pretty serious stuff. And as I said, Senator Cruz reported earlier that Justice Roberts had a strong animosity. I think the word was despise or hate or something like that.
Mm.
And that he was going to do everything he could to prevent the reelection of of Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think Ted didn't say that specifically, but it followed from his comment. So that's one of the reasons that I think that the Supreme Court is unfriendly to President Trump, but might be willing to uphold the Constitution and the Second Amendment. Because I don't think Chief Justice Roberts will be as adamant in bullying other members in the court to go against upholding the Constitution when it comes to the Second Amendment as he was to upholding the Constitution in terms of states' requirements about how rules are made for presidential elections. If there is an actual recording of that, which, you know, given the NSA and how phone conversations tend to be all scooped up by our electronic overlords, there might well be a recording of it. I'm not saying there is, but there is a vast facility, I think it's in Utah, that records many terabytes of phone information all the time. And I think it was, wasn't it Snowden who leaked that most phone conversations are recorded one way or another? And he's now a refugee or has political asylum in the Soviet Union. He might actually get pardoned by President Trump. I kind of hope he does, because it would encourage other people to leak truth out about how our government operates.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
There's a lot of thought that Julian Assange will get a pardon with WikiLeaks.
Here's my question. I've got a question. I'm very curious as to this. So let's say that we do have Roberts on a recording using a pejorative because of his dislike, which, on the one hand, I'm not naive. I get that, Supreme Court justices are human. On the other hand, is that malfeasance of office?
I'd say so, but
to collude with another Supreme Court justice.
Oh, it absolutely is, and I think that if we had honest, principled people with integrity in the House, he would probably be,
impeached.
Impeached, but we don't. I mean, we have some. But the people on the left show they have no honesty, no integrity. They lied continually for 4 years when most of the people around them in government knew they were lying directly. I mean, absolute, flat-out, made-up fabrications for political purposes. And the left does not have ethics the way we think of ethics.
No.
They don't have principles. They don't have morals. Their morals are, what does it take to stay in power? And they try to justify this with the idea that we are going to use our power for good. But anybody who studies history and the way the human animal works knows that it's very easy to turn what's good for the people into what's good for me. Because I have to be kept in office, for one thing, because nobody else would be as good as serving the people as me. So, if I have to have hot and cold running mates and $13 million a year and a $300 mansion in order to do the right thing for the people, well, that's only expected. And unfortunately, most of the people in Congress are there primarily because they have one really good skill, and that is fooling enough people to get elected. So that's where we are. I don't expect Chief Justice Roberts, to be impeached, even if there is such a recording. But if there is, maybe he would feel obligated to prove that he isn't a complete unprincipled jerk.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, any evidence, in my opinion.
Yeah, getting out there and leaving it to them on the honor system, that's becoming less and less of a good idea to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not going to tell you what I think. Well, I'm not going to tell you right now, anyway. We'll have to talk about this offline at some point. But
That sounds like a worthwhile conversation.
That's almost beside the point, though. That's almost beside the point.
You are correct. So, anyway, I have a reasonable hope that the people who call themselves originalists on the court will do right by the Second Amendment under if the unfortunate occurs and a Biden-Harris administration gets into office, which if it does, then we have to fight hard to try to get a control of the Congress in 2 years and do everything we can to stop the corruption in the election process. One of the things that I have been most...
Hold on right there. We're coming up on the next break. But there is one other report that I heard today about this, and I want to hear what you have to say about it when we get back. Dean has written he's got close to 1,700 articles in one place waiting on you right now. Go to amoland.com. Look for all contributors. Once you click on that, he'll be halfway down on the left-hand side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. But we're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about the Supreme Court and the deep state and all this other stuff. And like I said, we'll have to have a conversation offline. But
well, part of the thing is that the deep state can go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'd heard another report. I teased this. The other report I heard was that one of the reasons the Supreme Court didn't want to take this is because of riots. And it was pointed out that, the precedent right now is Bush versus Gore.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that some people are saying that they went ahead and intervened in that is because it was essentially the same. You had a globalist Democrat, you had a globalist Republican. So one way or the other, globalist wins. What does it matter, right? So
yeah.
they went with the globalist Republican, and it was probably the easiest way, the easiest lift. But now they mention riots. Had you heard that one?
I did, and I actually saw the person who was making the comment, I believe it was a representative from Texas on the floor of the House,
right?
So don't hold me to the state, and he said that a law clerk, that the justices had met inside a room, an inner room, with and they had no recording devices there, phones, and they're usually very civil, and that you can't usually hear anything, but that this law clerk, or maybe more than one, was outside, and that they heard Justice Roberts and the three other liberal leftist justices screaming at the top of their voice that they would not take the case because there was going to be a riot. Now, I think that's not being honest on the Supreme Court level. These justices get death threats all the time. The riots have only been prominent in leftist-controlled areas. I don't think the justices have anything to fear from these Antifa and BLM types, and I think they know that. And moreover, justices generally have some backbone, or they wouldn't have gotten where they've gotten, especially the five justices that have been put through the ringer of leftist lies and personal attacks and death threats as they were up for the nomination process. I would think that, Justice Thomas might remember what
than Senator Biden did to him, you know, during the hearings for his appointment, for example, or that Amy Coney Barrett would remember how Senator, Schumer treated her. So I don't think that's what's going on. I think you had the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court basically working hard with three of his colleagues to browbeat and intimidate and bully the newest justices and going along and taking the easy route out.
Well, let me ask you, does seniority mean anything of that? I mean, it comes down to simple numbers, right? Majority.
Well, maybe there may be things such as maybe Chief Justice controls the rotation of the security officers who protect their houses. I don't know. Maybe he has access to all their travel plans.
I think if something were to pop up to where one justice started threatening the other justices, that you take it public, you go ahead and expose it where it needs to be exposed as soon as it happens, and then you rely on the grassroots movement that's going to come out of it, sort of a la Bundy Ranch.
That takes real courage and real belief that you will be backed up.
Well, for politicians, yeah, it does, because
have to make those decisions long in advance. You have to think about the possibility. And my suspicion is that the three new justices might have been completely shocked and taken by surprise at the vehemence with which four of their colleagues attacked them and shouted them. This is not normal behavior for justices, although we saw it in Wisconsin when I watched the oral arguments at the Wisconsin Supreme Court about whether they should uphold Wisconsin voting law or whether they should give it a pass because they'd have to throw out 250,000 votes that were done illegally. Three of the justices were calm, and they were careful, and they considered the facts and the law. And two of the justices were screaming outrageous, out-of-control, emotional idiots at the Trump lawyer. I mean, it's a great video to watch. I mean, one of them particularly was just yelling practically at the top of her lungs, racist, racist. So it's a good video. I recommend people watch it. And then when the decision came about, the three conservatives, there's supposed to be four, all of the justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court are women, except for one man whose name I believe is Hagedorn, but I might be off a little on it. And he, at the end, became the swing vote and said, well, you know, I haven't read the decision. I've just read about it, so I might be off. But as I recall, what I've been told about the decision is that he said, well, yeah, you know, the law is that we have to throw out all these votes. But some of those votes, maybe a lot of those votes, were done, you know, legally, and or they were, you know, intentional. The people didn't mean to do them illegally, and so we're not going to throw them out. And that's where the decision is now. So people can be intimidated by their colleagues, but the ones who do the intimidating to me are always on the left in our society, and that's because the media back them up. If a conservative justice would have done the sorts of things that we're talking about, just Chief Justice Roberts and the people on the left doing, it would be exposed and they'd probably be impeached and driven from the court, I expect.
Well, here's the thing, and as I'm watching this unfold, they're gambling with something. They're gambling with this idea that civility will remain.
Yes.
No matter what they do.
Yeah, and it's really horrifying to me, because if you look at history in Venezuela and in Germany and in even to a bit in Russia, but in other countries around the world that have some democratic traditions, getting rid of the ineffective Supreme Court was one of the first things they did to move toward totalitarianism. And Venezuela is probably the closest, best analogy. So it's terrifying to think that they may do that. And I only hope that if it does become a President Biden and a Vice President Harris regime, that they're not energetic, committed leftists, but rather lukewarm, corrupt leftists.
Well, this is the thing with Biden, though. Biden's for sale.
Yeah, well, maybe we can get up some money here.
Biden is for sale, and whichever special interest comes into him, I mean, Biden is, he's a guy that used to take half of his children's grift.
Yeah, well, you know, I had an idea. I don't know how we could arrange it. I said, and this was about 20 or 30 years ago. I said, if only we could put half of our taxes into bribing senators and representatives to reduce the other half, we'd be way better off.
Yeah, we would. But That's the biggest fear I have with Biden, that he's for sale. But anyway, before we run out of time, let's do this. For those of you that enjoy the kind of stuff that you hear Dean talk about, that he brings up, he's written about most of this. And you can find all of this at amoland.com. All contributors go, when you go to that page, look to the left, in the middle, you'll find him right there. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.